We're going to move to Africa, where today the heads of state from the 53 African nations are in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa for the African Union Summit. Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi has been named the 2009 chairman. He's proposed the formation of a pan-African government that would form a United States of Africa. For a look at what that might mean, we're joined by Lydia Polgreen, West Africa Bureau Chief of the New York Times, who has been covering the summit, and she joins us from Dakar, Senegal. Good morning. I should say good afternoon to you, Lydia.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
How did Gaddafi get elected since for so many years African leaders have considered him erratic?
I think that what it really shows more than anything is that there's a real leadership vacuum on the African continent. For a long time, Gaddafi has really wanted to take control of the African Union. He was one of the main backers of creating the new African Union. He's really, really wanted to sort of shape this in his own image. But what has held him back are a handful of quite influential heads of state, like Thabo Mbeki from South Africa, Olusegun Obasanjo from Nigeria, and a few others who are extremely influential on the world stage and managed to kind of hold Gaddafi in check and keep, sort of his slightly, what many people see as a slightly zany hope for African unity off the main agenda at the African Union and deal with what they saw as more pragmatic business. But, these leaders have now, either been pushed off or stepped off the stage. And so what you found is that there's a real vacuum of strong voices within the African Union to oppose somebody like Gaddafi, who is, quite good at manipulating situations to get his own way.
And along that line, one of his primary platforms is that notion you mentioned of the United States of Africa, this notion of African unity, which some members of the AU have been against for many years. What is Gaddafi's plan?
Well, it's not really clear what his plan is, and whether he really thinks that it's something that could be achieved in any sort of short order. This idea has been around for a long time. Of course, African states were created by colonial powers that arbitrarily drew lines that crossed ethnic borders and things like that. And many of Africa's problems are traced to these borders that don't really make any kind of ethnic or political sense. But at the same time, these states have been around now for half a century, and they're used to governing themselves. So there's been a longstanding Pan-African ideal of joining Africa together so that it could have the same kind of weight on the global stage as, say, Europe or China or India, because all these little countries don't have the same kind of weight that one big country could. Not all countries are united on this. Many of them have different styles of government, different kinds of attitudes towards various players in the world. So how Gaddafi would actually get this, 53 different countries to set aside their own, sort of statehood and join up with him. It's hard to imagine how that could happen anytime in our lifetimes, for sure.
Lydia, do economists or academics or anyone sort of outside the Gaddafi orbit give any credibility or even suggest the practicality of a continent-wide economic entity called the United States of Africa?
I don't think that you would see a lot of mainstream, thinkers embracing the idea or thinking that it's practical or possible. But this is a very old idea. It dates back to before the independence era. Kwame Nkrumah was a great the first leader of Ghana, independent Ghana, was a great father of this idea. And I think that there is a general consensus that African states on their own, most of them are too small, too weak, to really make a great deal of economic or political progress on their own. So I think there's agreement that some form of unity and the ability for the continent to act in unison is important, just in the way that the European Union has given what are ultimately some quite small countries quite a bit more influence on the global stage. So I think that it's not a crazy idea to have an African Union that can allow Africa to have a bigger voice in global affairs. But I think that what Gaddafi is proposing is something that is beyond what anyone thinks is within the realm of possibility.
Lydia Polgreen, we thank you for joining us. And I have to say that it was classic Gaddafi when he circulated the letter saying he was coming as the King of Kings as he was heading to the AU. Thank you for your report.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.